The guardian ad litem director for the Second Judicial Circuit of Florida, which covers Leon, Wakulla, Gadsden, Jefferson, Liberty, and Franklin counties, is Deborah Moore. After years of struggle to expand the program, she says essentially all of the children in those counties who need a guardian ad litem now have one.
98% of them have a guardian ad litem assigned very quickly, because we have built up our volunteer resources. We're always looking for good guardians. We're always looking for individuals to join us.
One of these volunteer guardians is Mark Grifford. Besides providing moral support to his assigned child during legal proceedings, Grifford says he and the other guardians also act as guardians outside of the courtroom.
We're products of our experience. We learn from those. And I think everyone out there that's been around a while has something to offer, mentorship, direction for these youth. They've not had experience making their own decisions in many respects. They need help budgeting their money. Basic things that we learn as we're growing up.
But despite all the help that guardians ad litem have been giving the children in their charge, Grifford says there has been one huge stumbling block that took a new state law to remove.
The Keys to Independence bill that was recently signed in June removes a major obstacle from these kids being allowed to get their driver's license and insurance so that they can drive.
Meanwhile, on the circuit level, there are more and better services on the way. Brian Seeley is executive director with Child Advocates 2 of Tallahassee. It's a support organization for the regional guardian ad litem program.
Right now, the big exciting program that we have is the Beyond the Basics. This is something that Deborah has been talking about for a while of how can we expand on what we're providing the children.
At the heart of all guardian ad litem services, however, is the best interest of each child. For so many of these children, that includes the unshakable knowledge that someone cares and is there whenever they're needed. Circuit Director Deborah Moore says this is the essence of the program.
Emotionally, it could be very positive. It can increase their confidence and their ability to be independent and be on their own and be productive citizens. And that's huge. That's very powerful.
Anyone who wants to find out more about North Florida's Guardian Ad Litem program can connect through the website gal2.org. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.